It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And a flashback on a Monday brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, a notable passing in the country music landscape over the weekend, that would be prolific legendary songwriter Don Schlitz. Now, with songwriters, even the biggest of the biggest, many times, oftentimes, we don't know their names. But boy, do we know his songs. Don Schlitz passing away. His family said this past Thursday after a sudden illness, 73 years old. Pretty remarkable story. Born and raised Durham, North Carolina, went to Duke, and then stopped everything with $80 in his pocket, went to Nashville at age 20, and scored a pretty huge success right off the bat with
You Got to Know.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Know when to fold up.
His first ever recorded song that he submitted as a writer. The Gambler.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a few songs certainly in the late 70s, even eclipsing into the early 80s, were as big as that Kenny Rogers tune. Of course, number one, not just on the country charts at that one, but top five AC chart, 16 on the Hot 100. Grammy album song record of the year, and that was his first foray into it. So that opens the door pretty big. Other notable songs, though, as he, throughout his career, notched 50 top 10 singles as a songwriter, 25 number one country songs he wrote, including the one you just heard from Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen, maybe the biggest song of the late 80s. He thinks he'll keep her. When You Say Nothing at All.
Oh,
Keith
yeah.
Whitley. I mean, major songs. Three CMA, two ACM Song of the Year awards, two Grammys, Songwriter Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, and Grand Ole Opry Hall of Fame. The Grand Ole Opry inducted him, Don Schlitz, in 2022. And to this point, he is still the only non-artist, in other words, non-singing songwriter, ever to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in its 100-year-plus history now. So, a notable passing, certainly worked with just about everybody. And right out of the gate, man, he definitely put a big bet on himself. And it paid off. Don Schlitz, gone at 73.
On a warm summer's evening,